It's crunch time for Kaizer Chiefs in the CAF Confederations Cup. They need to somehow overturn a 3-1 deficit against a gigantic Zambian club in ZESCO. Sundowns and Pirates will look to earn their first victories in their respective Champions League group stages. Hello and welcome to the Transfer Wrap. I am your host, Nkululeko Ngewu.
Sokala Duma Radio.
We are still in the middle of a transfer window, and much about this one has been more about speculation and less about actual movement. I'm sure much more will happen as the weeks or the days go by. One player who has been in the rumor mill recently has been versatile Buccaneer defender Thabo Matlaba. He's rumored to be on the watch list of Kaizer Chiefs. He is our topic today. So on Facebook, we ask you, what do you think the future holds for Thabo Matlaba? Should he fight for his place at Orlando Pirates, or should he move to another club? Should I stay or should I go? That is the question. Send your voice note to 066-171-0346, and of course we'll play those voice notes on this show. Sepinho was saying on Facebook that he is a great player. I don't think he performed badly when given a chance in the early stages of this season. I think he should go elsewhere because his career is currently on a standstill. Prince Major said Jelle was out for long, but he fought and reclaimed his captain's armband. Matlaba still has 2 to 3 seasons to run, so he must fight. His advantage is that he can play multiple positions. And then the last one, Dilebo said, I think it's time for him to move to another team before it is too late. It's, of course, very important to consider his age at this point before we say that he must stay and fight for his place. Before you know it, he's 32, 33 years old, and no one else wants to sign him for sure. Well, on this show, we'll also hear from Mama Joy, one of the biggest Orlando Pirates supporters, about what she has to say about this topic. And we'll also hear from Machaka on whether or not he wants to take this player on board at Amakhosi. And also on the show, Coltrane Munyai from SuperSport United, he is the marketing manager there. He will give us an update from the Tswana Giants as to how are they preparing for the Bloemfontein Celtic encounter that they will play this weekend. And of course, he will confirm a transfer speculation about one of their biggest players.
I think it's better for Thabo Matlaba to look for games elsewhere because the Pirates is not playing regularly like he used to. So he must seek a new club that will give him game time, yeah, and try to get back to Bafana Bafana.
I think Orlando Pirates will lose a great player because they are playing Champions League and Matlaba holding experience of being the CAF Champions League. So if Pirates release him, they'll face problems when competing in the CAF.
I don't think he must stay at Pirates because of one thing. When you grow up, when you reach the age of 30 or 31, you must go. What you need for you in order to play or to gain something or to be fit, you can't just say you'll fight for your position just because you love the team or you want to prove to someone. No, grown up, you have to live and find a team that will play you. Doesn't matter if it's a big team or it's a small team, as long as that team plays at PSL. Yeah, it's a good guy, Tomata is a good player. And some teams can use him, they can benefit from him. He can use both legs. It shows, still a good player, that guy. And his boot, like, he's not someone who's going to retire early. It's going to take him maybe after at the age of 35, he can try. He's a versatile player. He can play different positions. Yeah, what I think is that Thabo Matlaba must go and look for another team.
Yes, Thabo Matlaba is a good player. Such a wonderful player. We know him at Orlando Pirates. But we have plenty of players in the same position. If you get a chance, you're supposed to fight for it, for your position. Because it's not easy to quit. So that the thing is not going in your way and you're supposed to find another club, not in football. Football is a fighting sport. You're supposed to fight. Look at Katawashi Mahash. He's fighting. He got the 2 minutes to play, he scored. What do you expect if you are a footballer player?
Soccer
Well, a lot has happened over the past week. Here are some of the stories that made headlines in the world of football in the past 7 days. 1. Mamelodi Sundowns attacker Tony Silva has jetted out of South Africa as he draws closer to a move to Egypt. The 25-year-old joined the Brazilians back at the start of the season, but has been given just 11 games in all competitions up to this point. So, sources have suggested that the player could switch to Al Ittihad, and there is paperwork that needs to be sorted out in an attempt to get the deal done over the line. The Guinea-Bissau international still has time left on his current contract at Masandawana, of course, needless to say, because he only signed just at the beginning of the season, and it is thought that the transfer fee is being discussed between the two clubs involved. Secondly, Chippa United have decided against signing a Mamelodi Sundowns defender that has been linked with the club. Prior to announcing Clinton Larson as the team's latest coach for the season, Chippa had been linked with Usiyabonga Zulu, who has been linked with an exit from Sundowns. However, the Chili Boys have since decided against signing Uzulu from Sundowns, with the PE club's CEO, the new CEO, Morgan Mamila, confirming their decision that they will not be signing Zulu because they have around three players there at the left back position, with the likes of Utolane playing really well in that left back position. And 3, sources have indicated that a Kaizer Chiefs winger could be heading out of Natuena in the current transfer window. Ubongolotu Jaiya, who joined the Soweto Giants in July 2017, seems to be in the final days of his stay at Natuena. Sources have since indicated that a move away from Chiefs for the 28-year-old could likely materialize in the current January transfer window, with the player now seemingly surplus to requirements at the Amakhosi setup. Jaiya has made only 5 appearances in all competitions for Kaizer Chiefs this season. We'll hear more about that if it eventually materializes in the next 12 days or so. 4th, the South African Football Players Association has revealed its plans to assist Rodrigo Magarera in what appears to be a contract dispute between the player and Polokwane City. It was reported last week that the player had been suspended by the Limpopo-based outfit for refusing to sign a deal. But his agent, Mike McCabe, whilst not disputing that there was some kind of discord, argued that it was for insubordination. McCabe also revealed that Rama Carrera had not signed a new contract with the club because he wanted to relocate to Johannesburg for family reasons. SAFPO, the South African Football Players Union, have since confirmed that they will intervene on the matter to ensure that the player is no longer suspended by the club. Not the first time, certainly not the last time, that the club is doing something like this with players who are refusing to sign extension to their contracts. And lastly, South African Football Association have confirmed the funeral arrangements for the late Philemon Masinga. Ubuda Matate, the president of the South African Masters and Legends Football Association, also confirmed that a provincial funeral had been approved by the government following a request earlier this week. The funeral details are as follows. A memorial service will be held on Tuesday, the 22nd of January, at the Kuma Stadium in a township near Orkney in the northwest at 11:30 a.m. And the burial will also take place at the same stadium, at the Kuma Stadium, a township near Orkney Stadium, on the 24th of January, on Thursday. So those are the details of the funeral. Those are some of the stories that made headlines in the world of football. For more of them, go to www.sokaladuma.co.za. Transfer speculation regarding the future of Thabo Matlaba has been on overdrive. We'll now hear from Chiefs' superfan Maselo Matshaka and also Umama Joy to hear whether or not Orlando Pirates fans want to see him go, and whether or not Kaizer Chiefs fans want to see him in their team's colors.
Inhliziyo yakhe ingeke kuPirates, kimi ngithi makahambe, kufana no-Opamanyisa, ngithi sithe makahambe, wahamba. Ujali makabuya sathi hayi asisamfuni, akahambe. Wabona umdlali inhliziyo yakhe ma ingasekho kuPirates, mina ngithi makahambe simkhulumele ahambe ayobona ukuthi wenzani, ngoba angeke azohlala kithi angayenzi neso. Wabona if ucoach ungekho kumaplani yocoach, ne, there's nothing you can do. The only thing you have to do ukuthi sometimes ucele ukuthi bakubeke kuloni or whatever. Mara if you see that I take a Chiefs, Maga the Kaizer Chiefs, not just now, I'm a player of Kaizer Chiefs, and I will bring them to Zoyani. So if I couldn't get Kaizer Chiefs, to make them a blessing, makahambe ngoba angeke sithi sino Thabo Matlaba ahleli angayenzi match sina sifuna ama player adlalayo Pirates.
All right, so ingakuphatha kanjani njengomuntu owaziwayo njengomlandeli we Orlando Pirates omkhulu owaziwayo ukuthi uyayithanda nje Orlando Pirates, ingakuphatha kanjani into yokuthi mhlawumbe umdlalo wenu ahambe aye ku-Kaizer Chiefs?
Mina ngeke ize ngiphathe kabi and angeke ngize ngimvuke ngoba yiplayer umsebenzi wakhe ukudlala. So uma ngadlali iyinkinga, it doesn't matter ukuthi sina sithi hayi sinoThabo Matlaba ku-payroll at the end of the day uThabo Matlaba angadlali. Yabo mina ngithi ama-blessings akahambe adlale kahle mfana wethu usebenzele nathi, makahambe yosebenzela abanye ngoba i-career yebholo incane kuzohesha ahambe yabo.
Ngikuzwa kahle. And then okokugcina njengoba nidlala kwi-CAF Champions League kule weekend, i-message yakho kuma-players nama-supporters?
Asidlali weekend ezayo, sidlala namhlanje.
Yebo, kule weekend,
yeah. Ngoba sidlalela ekhaya. Asimekeni sure ama-player wethu ukuthi masidlala ekhaya bayazi ukuthi first 14 sakamaminzela lapha awuphumi siyashaya. Kumele bayazi Africa as a whole ukuthi mabaze Orlando or mabafika la eSouth Africa bazodlala neOrlando Pirates, bayazi ukuthi ukuthola 3 points kunzima. Kumele sibabonise ukuthi kunzima kangakanani. Mina ama-player come to the party ngoba nibonile emasezini babe sibuye endene 1 point. Right, we had a 1 point because it was a game away. Mara manje sisekhaya, we must make sure ukuthi siyakora lawo ama goals sibe right ngoba kuma group stages ama goals aya counter. Mathi batholile akushayela ama goals ukuthi lo ekugcineni azosiza ke ngoba manje sidlala kuma sifuna ama points nama goals.
All right, Mama Joy, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngesikhathi sakho.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Machaka, how are you?
Good, yeah.
I'm good. Mama Joy is saying that she is fine. She doesn't want to Matlaba if Matlaba doesn't want to be at Pirates. So you as a representative of Chiefs, one of the biggest faces of Kaizer Chiefs, would you accept a player like Matlaba to be at Kaizer Chiefs?
When you talk about Matlaba, you talk about quality. You don't talk about any other player, you know. We know Matlaba, what he's capable of. We know Matlaba from before he came to Orlando Pirates. And he has done well for Orlando Pirates. Mm. But now he's not playing. I'm surprised that a player like Matlaba's caliber is not on the field of play. You know, if he comes to the Slama Boys, we will welcome him with a warm hand, my brother. He's a quality player, he's a good player. But no doubt about it, if he's achieved the coach and the management, they want Matlaba. You know what, we would really appreciate to have a player like Matlaba's caliber. I don't have a doubt about it, myself.
And also, if you look at your right back situation, Ramahle Mphahlele is injured. Kgotso Moleko could go, could stay. So you would need someone like that. He could either be a right back or even a left back.
Matlaba can play anywhere. I mean, he's a left and right player. So he does fit anywhere. You know, in the middle of the tie can sit. You know, on the left side he can still sit. If you say Moleko and Mphahlele is injured, and he can still take that position. To me, I'm surprised. It's just a wasteful talent to put Matlaba on the bench. That is why, you know, the Slama Boys, I'm saying to the Chiefs management and the coach, look at Matlaba's situation. If you really need that player, you know what, just go and grab Matlaba and put Matlaba in the arena. I've got no doubt that Matlaba is still a good player. He can still do much more. He still has got a lot to offer, my brother, on the field of play. I mean, we really, really appreciate a player like Matlaba's caliber. As I'm saying to you, I don't have any doubt about him. You know, I'm surprised that he's not playing. I'm surprised that he's still on the bench. I mean, put him on the field of play. Let Matlaba show you what he's capable of. He played for Bafana Bafana. He was not there by fluke. You know, he was there by his government. That is why I'm telling just right now, my brother, to say, I would really appreciate Matlaba to be in the trainer. If they meet him, if the coach and the management say, guys, telling us that the supporters say, guys, we are going to take Matlaba. You know what? I will give them 100% say, go and get him now, not even tomorrow. Now, get Matlaba. Let's see what he can do.
All right. And of course, before I let you go as well, you still have a small business to deal with Zesco United. You have to come back from 3-1 down. What is your last word to Chiefs fans and the Chiefs team regarding Zesco?
3-1 away is nothing. Now they're coming to the slaughterhouse, which is FNB Stadium. You know, the pitch is very long. They don't know the pitch. We know FNB very well. If they can score three goals, if they are on the gas, we can score four goals here at FNB Stadium. I'm saying to the, you know, the loving supporters of the Klama Boys to say, let's go out in numbers. Let's go and support the Klama Boys. Even other teams, maybe they will welcome them to come and watch a beautiful game tomorrow. But I'm saying to the Klama Boys, don't worry about that three goals that they scored away in their own backyard. Here we can score four goals. And I'm saying to you, it's a win for tomorrow for the Klama Boys. And I'm expecting us to go through.
All right. Chex, thank you very much for giving us your time. We really appreciate it. Every Wednesday, you can get yourself a copy of the Sokala Duma newspaper for all the latest football stories and exclusive interviews with players and coaches. Here is what was covered in this week's edition of the newspaper. Veteran journalist Thomas Kwenaite had the pleasure of speaking with Africa's best footballer at the moment, Liverpool's very own Mohamed Salah. The pair had an interesting chat about the Egyptians' rise to fame. Check that interview out. Bivanazo spoke with the in-form Golden Arrows midfielder, Sboniso about his recent goals and the team's performances. Maritzburg United are struggling at the bottom of the Absa Premiership table. Our journalist Celine Abrams spoke with their new coach Muhsin Etugral to find out about how he plans to rescue the club. And finally, on the CS special, we examine whether Kaizer Chiefs need to reinforce their goalkeeping department, having lost Itumeleng Nkune through injury. Catch all that great content and much, much, much more on the latest edition of the Sokala Duma newspaper for only R3.90. SuperSport United take on Bloemfontein Celtic this week in an Absa Premiership encounter. Joining me now on the line is SuperSport's media and marketing manager Coltrane Munyai. Sokala Duma Radio. Thank you very much, man, for speaking to us on Sokala Duma. Tell us a little bit about the preparations for the Bloemfontein Celtic encounter. The team is not doing really, really well in the league. Of course, maximum 3 points would be priority. What is the mindset of the team in the run-up to the Bloemfontein Celtic game?
Look, I mean, you're so right. I mean, the mindset is there. It's only 3 points, 3 points or nothing. We're not going to go for anything. We're going for a kill for Bloemfontein Celtic. And the mood and the players, they understand that that's what we need to go and get. So the mood is positive. Everyone is looking forward to go and get the 3 points.
Yeah. And I suppose number eight is really not ideal when you consider the fact that if I were to lay down your players on paper, I would take your squad over maybe 11 other teams in the PSL. You have a very strong squad, but they haven't been able to do well. Where would you put that down to?
Look, I mean, football has happened. I mean, you know that we started very well and then we got a slump when our key players got injured.
Yeah.
And then we played with a lot of youngsters. But now, I mean, we're so blessed that the likes of Thabo Mnyamani, Tim Femen,
I was very happy to see Dean back.
Yeah, they came back last game. So I'm hoping that our key players are back and then we'll manage to do well again.
And talking about Thabo, of course, you can just confirm this if it's just a rumor and you can deny or confirm it. Is there anything regarding speculation for him that you can't be able to confirm that is stable? Is there an offer for him? Are there any talks around him or is just a rumor flying around?
As far as I know, I'll say the rumor because of there's nothing formal came to us or anyone approached us about Thabo. So it's just a rumor, you know. It's January, all the rumors will always be there. But we've got nothing to hide. It's just a rumor. There's nothing that we have formally that anyone is interested in him.
Yeah, and of course, any outgoings that you know, because we haven't really seen much from your end as a team, any outgoings that you should let us know about, that any players that you definitely know that in this January transfer window you will let go, and any incomings?
Look, we don't have any outgoing players because, you know, we've got a very thin team, man. So by getting this one back, we're injured. So we're going back to our normal team. No one is leaving us. We might have one or two additions that will come and possibly before the closing of the window. And, we just want to strengthen maybe the striker and the defender, but we're really looking to add two players to the squad.
All right, and you—it's something that you, that the technical team is definitely going for. It's something that we will know before the end of the window.
Yeah, no, definitely it will be before the end of the window. The technical team is busy, and the CEO stand are busy negotiating to get the player to refresh the team a little bit.
All right. And then last one on the Bloemfontein Celtic one. Of course, we know their problems off field. Do you think that that playing itself out is a distraction sometimes, because there are these problems and yet they keep on winning? Do teams just go there, play against them with the mentality of, these guys are not getting paid, they are threatening to strike, sometimes they strike, and then it becomes a distraction and people end up not winning against them?
Look, I mean, the players, I think they've got a different attitude. I mean, they want to play for themselves to get better contracts somewhere. So you must understand it's more about them saying, you know what, we're not getting paid here, things are not well, but let's go out and market ourselves. That's what I'm thinking, that is what is happening.
Yeah, and then, that's an excellent
honestly,
point.
I mean, that's the right attitude as a professional. You know, you play until your last day, so that can make you to be signed by another club. And then I think that's what is happening at Celtic. So we're not going to take it easy and say they come in here, it's not, the morale is down. The morale as a team might be down, but individually they're good players.
That's an excellent point. Thank you very much, Mr. Munyai, for speaking to us on Sokala Duma. We really appreciate it.
The pleasure, bro.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Well, the CAF Champions League and the Confederations Cup is still on our agenda as we look to the fixtures this upcoming weekend. On Friday, Orlando Pirates in the CAF Champions League will host Horoya AC at Orlando Stadium. And on Saturday, Mamelodi Sundowns will host Wydad Casablanca in the CAF Champions League. And also on Saturday, Kaizer Chiefs will play against Zesco United on Saturday as well. Taking a look at the few features that we have in the Absa Premiership, Chippa United hosts Maritzburg United in the bottom of the table encounter, in which both teams will be very happy to get 3 points, and the one that doesn't get 3 points will have a very bleak future indeed. Black Leopards will host Golden Arrows, whilst on Sunday, SuperSport United will host Bloemfontein Celtic at 3:30, and Polokwane City at the same time will host Log Leaders Bidvest Wits. Those are the fixtures for the weekend. Hopefully you will enjoy them, and when you enjoy them, react to us on our number for our WhatsApp voice notes there. And the number, as a reminder, is 066-171-0346. Thank you very much for listening to the Transfer Rap. As usual, you can always go to the Sokala Duma website to get all of our shows. And also, very importantly, we are on speculation overdrive. We are chasing those stories. Our SIA crew is chasing those stories. So you can go to the SIA Kopoza page on the Sokala Duma website to find out the biggest stories about who's signing where, who might go where. Because, of course, we can't always cover everything in this one show or everything on the newspaper. Otherwise, thank you very much for listening to our show.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.